Harper Collins and Harper Audio present Ragweed and Poppy by Avi. Performed by John McDonough. Chapter 1. Ragweed wanders and wonders. With much rattling, banging, and squealing, the long freight train began to move. Ragweed, a golden mouse with dark orange fur, round ears, and a somewhat short tail, looked out through the open doorway of an empty boxcar. As the world whizzed by, he sighed and brushed away a few tears. One of the tears slid down a whisker and fell with a gentle plip. It had been an amazing adventure, leaving his forest home and family, mother, father, and all those younger brothers and sisters at the brook. Getting to Amperville, meeting the female city mouse named Clutch, who was so different, so fascinating. The excitement of the city, learning the city's language, struggling with the terrible cats, particularly Silversides, meeting that sweet mouse, Blinker, the final triumphant battle against the cats, only to learn that Blinker and Clutch were going to be together, and that he, Ragweed, was in the way, and that he needed to move on. Though he knew going away was the right thing to do, he felt sad. Fondly, Ragweed touched the earring, a small purple plastic bead on a short metal loop that dangled from his left ear. It was Clutch and Blinker who had given it to him as a going-away present. Thinking of his friends, Ragweed already missed them, even as he hoped they were happy. "I'm not," he murmured. Was the train moving too fast, or not fast enough? He asked himself. "Hey," he thought, "I need to be alone, somewhere that'll give me peace and quiet. You're going off to, like, brand new adventures. But where?" That brought a new thought. Am I a country mouse or a city mouse? I talk like a city mouse. I feel like a country mouse. What am I? He remembered how, shortly after he left the brook, he had come to a fork in the road. There an old vole had told him that one road went east to a dimwood forest, the other led to a city. Ragweed chose to go to the city, promising he'd go to that forest someday. "Okay," he said, "someday is today. Forest time." He lifted his head and, as loudly as he could, sang his family's favorite song. "A mouse will a-roving go, along wooded paths and pebbled ways, to places high and places low, where birds do sing 'neath sunny rays. For the world is full of mice, oh! For the world is full of mice, oh!" Then Ragweed cupped his paws around his mouth and shouted, "Dimwood Forest! Here I come!" Except, he told himself, he didn't know where Dimwood Forest was. Then he remembered the old saying, "If you don't know where you're going, any road will do." That thought gave Ragweed some cheer, but not much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?